Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States will live up to its commitments in the Indo-Pacific. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a recent interview, "We continue to work to make sure that we have the right capabilities in the right places to ensure that we help our allies maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific." When asked about the People's Republic of China's increased military activity and incursions into the Taiwan Strait, Secretary of Defense Austin said, "China is moving to establish what we would call a new normal. We saw a number of centerline crossings of the Taiwan Strait by their aircraft, and that number has increased over time. We've seen more activity in their surface vessels in the waters in and around Taiwan." The Defense Secretary stressed that the United States does not want to see a unilateral change to the status quo regarding Taiwan, and that the One China policy of the United States has not changed. He noted that in accordance with the Taiwan Relations Act, we're committed to helping Taiwan develop the capability to defend itself, and that work has gone on over time. It will continue into the future. Last month on her trip to Asia, Vice President Kamala Harris underscored the same commitment in her remarks aboard the USS Howard in Yokosuka, Japan. She noted the PRC's disturbing behavior in the East China Sea and in the South China Sea, and most recently provocations across the Taiwan Strait. "We will continue to oppose any unilateral change to the status quo," the vice president said, "and we will continue to support Taiwan's self-defense consistent with our longstanding policy." Taiwan, she stated, is a vibrant democracy that contributes to the global good, from technology to health and beyond, and the United States will continue to deepen our unofficial ties. The United States does not seek conflict or a Cold War with the PRC. In fact, said Vice President Harris, "we will work with every willing nation to solve global challenges." The United States is a proud Pacific power, the vice president declared. "The presence of the United States in the Indo-Pacific is in pursuit of peace and stability and to support our allies and partners."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.